This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Schmidt. The University of Missouri's Board of Curators met today in Kansas City, but the meeting did not end with a final decision on Missouri's future conference plans, despite anticipation that announcement would come today. KBIA's Nick Gass reports.
The University System's Board of Curators has given University of Missouri Chancellor Brady Deaton all the authority he needs to negotiate the school's conference future on his own. In jeopardy are Missouri's traditional rivalry with Kansas and the annual Big 12 basketball tournament at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. Curator Warren Erdman says such a decision would not be made without careful consideration.
And there are lots of important consequences. And as anxious as everyone, including our rabid fan base, is to have a definitive answer, we have to exercise our fiduciary duty.
Deaton says he anticipates any conference move Missouri might make would take effect next year. Nick Gass, KBIA News.
New jobs are coming to the Ford plant in Clay Como as it adds another vehicle to its production line. The company says it's adding 1,600 jobs and investing $1.1 billion in new facilities at the plant. It will produce a version of its European commercial transit van and the new F-150 pickup truck. F-150 production will begin in May. Factory workers will start producing the transit van in 2013. Missouri education officials announced today that they're looking to part ways with the federal No Child Left Behind law. Jennifer Moore has the details.
Missouri's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education announced that it plans to opt out of the federal law and that it has relayed that message to the federal government. Last month, President Barack Obama said states will be allowed to seek a waiver from the controversial law, which requires all students to show proficiency in math and reading by 2014. Critics of the law have said it sets unattainable goals, is punitive, and is an unfunded mandate. States can apply for the waiver through the U.S. Department of Education. As part of that waiver program, states must show that they're able to put in their own systems of standards and accountability. In a release from the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Commissioner of Education Chris Nicastro said it would be easier for school districts if Missouri could use one state system of accountability rather than continuing with the confusion of using both a state and a federal system. I'm Jennifer Moore.
Local business owners in Mexico have teamed up with planners from St. Louis in order to create 10 tasks to freshen up Mexico's downtown area. Local scrapbooking supply owner Barbara Wilson says the plan is shaping up nicely.
For Mexico, it's been very effective. It's given us a framework to work from. We have a timeline, and we're moving along that timeline. And without this strategic plan, we would never have been able to accomplish what we're going to accomplish.
The project is part of the Mexico Dream Initiative, a three-year project which ended in June. Since then, Wilson says residents have seen progress in landscaping, painting, and renovations. Missouri will be the first state in the country to get new federal funding for coordinating Medicaid care, as part of the Affordable Care Act. KBIA's Jacob Fenston reports.
For people with chronic conditions, getting Medicaid services can be a confusing, disjointed experience, shuffling from provider to provider. Starting in January 2012, community mental health centers in Missouri will get new resources to streamline care for people on Medicaid who have persistent mental illness. Cindy Mann is deputy director of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
We think that the evidence is pretty clear that this kind of care coordination really does deliver better care, more timely care, more robust care, and in doing so will lower costs.
This so-called health home model is part of the Health Care Reform Act passed last year. Under the law, the federal government will pay for 90% of these new services. The state will pick up the rest. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.
The head of the Missouri Senate has announced he's going to pull the plug on the special legislative session next week. As Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City, President Pro Tem Rob Mayer believes it's too late to pass any kind of economic development bill before the session expires in 2 weeks.
Despite Thursday's move by the Missouri House to appoint lawmakers to negotiate a final version of the wide-ranging tax credit bill, Mayer says any agreement must include 7-year expiration dates on historic preservation and low-income housing tax credits.
That's a provision that all along I've told the Speaker that we have to have to pass through the Senate body, and he on a number of occasions, especially since we've gotten into special session, has told me that he cannot do that.
Mayor plans the final adjournment, also known as sine die, to take place next Tuesday. And House Speaker Stephen Tilley has confirmed he won't call House members back to the Capitol once the Senate adjourns. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Callaway and Boone counties are moving forward with plans made in 2009 to help their economies. Local technology company Socket Telecom will use grant money and loans to bring broadband internet to the most rural parts of the counties. Governor Jay Nixon's spokesperson Scott Holste says the process of switching from dial-up to high-speed internet will provide many opportunities as well as an increase in jobs.
It's a tool that will put Missourians on an even playing field in commerce, education, health care, no matter where they live.
Holste says the project is expected to be finished in the year 2013. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Schmidt.